Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and such as it is, you know what? I think we're starting off the feed right today. Let's get it. There we go. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I got myself some Carry the G on this Friday afternoon, ready to carry it with you into the weekend. That's good stuff right there. Creamy and cold, some might say. Hope you're all doing well. So good to see everybody in the comments already. Plenty of you showing up well before I went live. A robust atmosphere here on a Friday afternoon as the Packers prepare to head down to Florida and take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. We've got three guys on the injury report listed as questionable in Devontae Wyatt, Josh Myers, and Quay Walker, who is still in the concussion protocol, according to Matt LaFleur. We'll see if he gets cleared in time for Sunday's game. Devontae Wyatt, I know, spoke with reporters this week in the locker room and indicated that he plans to play on Sunday, but the player usually does want to play coming back from injury. Don't doubt for a moment that he probably will, but you got to remember those medical folks. They are the final arbiters of if a guy is up or down, and we'll see if that is indeed the case. Hopefully. Obviously, the Packers could definitely use Wyatt out on the field, getting after that Jacksonville front and getting Lawrence on his back. That's what you're going to hope you see throughout Sunday afternoon in a game where, as Matt LaFleur has talked about all week, this is a team that has talent. They have lost a number of close games. Hopefully the Packers take control early and do not open the door for a possible upset. Good to see everybody mixing it up. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. That's right. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. You spend $5 on lineups, you'll get $50 instantly. That's prizepicks.com, code CHTV. You can join in the fun in the link in the description of this video, available in 43 different states, including Wisconsin, most importantly. Let's take a look at my picks for Sunday's game. Jordan Love, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, two TD passes, or even more, against the Jaguars on Sunday. He joins Dan Marino, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, and Aaron Rodgers as the only quarterbacks to ever throw two or more TD passes in 12 or more straight games, regular and postseason. That, courtesy of Zach Cruz, Pro Football Reference, throwing that up. That's pretty impressive. I think Jordan gets it done. Give me more than 1.5 pass touchdowns. Jaden Reed's been quiet, especially last week, coming off his least productive game. I think he gets kicked into high gear down in Jacksonville. Give me more than 56.5 receiving yards. Sticking with the theme here, I do think Packers will give up a few to the opposing tight end. Evan Ingram is a talent. He is dynamic as hell. I don't think the Jaguars are going to pour it on, so to speak, offensively, especially yardage-wise, but I do think he gets a bit more than 49.5 receiving yards. I'm putting him at 55. As for Trevor Lawrence, I mean, you're coming off a game where the Packers defense didn't even let the opposing quarterback throw for 100 yards, let alone 250.5. I do think, even with the rush yards thrown in there, I think the Packers keep him under that 250 mark. So we'll see on Sunday. We'll review during the watch party. Hope you'll be joining us here on Cheesehead TV as Corey and I each and every week love to watch the Packers games with Packers fans worldwide. Speaking of Packers fans, don't forget, if you are a Patreon member or a Carry the G Club member, our annual hangout meetup at Lambeau Field. We do it once a season, each and every year. The information for this year's gathering is on your respective pages, on the Carry the G Club community tab here on YouTube, or on your Patreon page. Head there. You'll find it. If you are a member, the information is available. I can't wait to see everybody. It's always a good time. We are back at Lambeau Field this year. So I know we did that our first kind of outing, I think it was 3 years ago now. Man, time flies. And we had an absolute ball. We've been across the street in Titletown the last couple of years, but we are back at Lambeau this year. It was outstanding the first time we did it. I cannot wait to do it again. Can't wait to see you all. Like I said, the information is available on Patreon and here on Carry the G Club on YouTube. What's going on, everybody? So many people chiming in, like Joe with your super chat. Thanks, buddy. Packers are blitzing less in 2024 than 2023, but they already have 8.5 sacks from linebackers and defensive backs versus 4.5 all last year. Better players or scheme? Both? Well, I think it's a definite combo of both. I think the scheme is exponentially better. I think they have a better day of play caller in Jeff Hafley. I would highly recommend you check out my latest chat with Cody Alexander from Match Quarters. We talked all about the simulated pressures that Hafley has unleashed these last couple weeks. And the idea that, yeah, they are getting linebackers and defensive backs involved. It's interesting. They're not just sending numbers, though. I mean, so many times they are only sending four when it looks like it's going to be a heavy pressure. There's a lot of chaos, but only four bodies are being sent. Sometimes it is a linebacker. Sometimes they've sent, you know, safeties. Obviously, McKinney got a sack, but it doesn't always work out. You know, on, I think it was Mixon's longest run of the day up that left sideline, that came because they blitzed Jair Alexander off that edge and that let the gate open and Mixon was gone. So there's always going to be, you know, a push and a pull as far as how much you want to utilize that kind of stuff. And Cody and I talked about that. Again, I highly recommend you check it out because, man, that guy has forgotten more about defensive football than most of us put together. Mike Malone, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Have the Vikings tried to sign David Bakhtiari yet? Man, that's a tough one watching the news this afternoon. Starting left tackle who literally just signed an extension this past offseason. He is out for the year. Suffered, I believe, two different injuries to that knee. That was a great game last night. Real shame they had to watch the Vikings lose, but you never wish for injury. You absolutely hate to see it. He's an outstanding player as well, Darisaw, and really hope he heals up. And obviously, you really hope he doesn't go through anything close to what Bakhtiari did. As for the Vikings calling him, I mean, every time we talk about David, I always say the same thing. Can he pass a physical? I have to assume he can't yet. Otherwise, he'd probably be employed. So might the Vikings make that call? I'm sure they're going to test the waters on each and every possibility, including David, but it's really down to the medical, which I have no information about, obviously. So we'll see if he gets that call. Peter, thanks for the super chat. What are Trevor Lawrence's weaknesses? That's a really good question. And it's funny because you do see the talent on display whenever you watch the Jaguars. Certainly have the last 2 weeks when they've been in London, right? Now two very different outcomes, but you can see he has the arm strength. He has the talent. He has an ability to get outside the pocket, utilize those legs, and usually is still looking downfield, trying to make a play. But there, I think, is part of the issue for him. You know, he at times probably presses a bit, and I completely understand it, given his situation and how poor they have started this season and trying to make a play. But, you know, ultimately, I do think Doug Peterson is still a good offensive coach. I think clearly this season has somewhat gotten away from them. But, you know, I still think there's plenty that this offense can do with given the weapons they have and Lawrence pulling the trigger. I do think his inconsistency is his biggest weakness. There's just never a real, I mean, I think maybe there was that year where they got to the playoffs and won that playoff game against the Chargers where that back half of that season, he really seemed to be putting it together. But man, the start of this year, it has been back to a lot of the inconsistencies that have been somewhat maddening for a prospect who you thought coming into the league was going to be the next big thing almost. You know, that was, he was touted as a generational talent by some draft people, and that certainly has not come to pass in Jacksonville so far. Simitovich, what's up, man? Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Going to Italy for 2 weeks. Going to try and follow as well as I can. Anybody know of any Packers bars in Rome? I'll miss you all, but I'll carry the G. Get some carry the G in me for you. That's what I'm talking about. Interestingly, I was just in Rome this past summer. Sadly, I did not check out to see if there were any Packers bars. But if anybody knows of any, please put it in the chat here. Let John know on YouTube. If there are Packers bars in Rome that you would suggest. I do think, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, I had somebody ask about going, was it to Rome? It was somewhere in Europe for their honeymoon. And they were going to go and watch the Packers game maybe it was in Rome, but it was somewhere in Europe during their honeymoon, which I absolutely love. Like, darling, I love you. Great to be on our honeymoon. Let's go watch the Packers. That's something I can get behind. Ed, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Almost feel sorry for the Vikings with that no face mask call. Is there a 900 number I should call? Feel sorry for the Vikings. What the fuck? Yeah, I mean, look, it's a horrible no call. Absolute shafted. Should have got the ball, you know, outside of their end zone, got another first down, etc. But they're not driving no 90 yards for a touchdown and 2-point conversion to win that game. They hadn't done jack squat since halftime. You had 45 minutes to win the game, and you couldn't do it. So I don't want to hear any crying about it, Vikings fans. Alex, thanks for the super chat, man. I don't care about our history in Florida. New year, new team, new QB, Packers by 50. J-Love will be undefeated in Florida for the next decade. Go, Pack, go. Alex Ledbetter came to play, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Absolutely love that kind of energy. Eric, thank you for the super chat. Can we get a Packers Daily that is just the Carry the G theme song on repeat? Just kidding, Nags. Love what you do. Go, Pack, go. I mean, I don't see why you're kidding. I could acquiesce to this idea.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So creamy and cold. And from the land of the green and gold. Well, we carry the G wherever we may be, so creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
All right, I'm done. Although I like the idea of just doing that. That is good stuff. And thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. And the kind words. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? A team less talented and not as good as us. This is the type of game Rodgers and Mike McCarthy would lose. I have a good feeling Jordan and Matt won't lose. Hey, man, from your YouTube chat to the football god's ears, I don't take anything for granted. Got to go 1-0. We'll see. It is funny, though, Mike, how when the season would start, and I'd have to make predictions like when I was on the beat or whatever. And I always said, whenever, you know, you had to give your prediction for the season and give their record prediction, you know, I'd always say, like, I would give them 12-4, but give me 11-5, because there's always one inexplicable loss due to McCarthy just doing something dumb. Like, it seemed like that happened each and every year. And there was seemingly a game where they played down to their opponent. I don't think that's been so much the case with Matt, as you point out here, but I will say, you know, that he does have a few bugaboos, like the West Coast thing. That felt very real there for a while, though hopefully this latest win in L.A. maybe starts to turn the tide there. But, yeah, I do think this is a team, and I've said it pretty much all week, this is the game the Packers should win. You know, obviously, you got to go down and do it. Got to go 1-0, but they are very clearly the better team. Steve Anthony, how are you, man? What's up, Nags? Packers usually wilt in the heat in Florida, but they've already had two, quote, hot games at Lambeau, so the weather shouldn't be an issue. Go, Pack, go. You know, there's no doubt that it has been unseasonably, even more so than usual, unseasonably warm at Lambeau Field. In fact, one of those games, what is it, the Colts game, was the second hottest game ever at Lambeau. So you're right. They've had a little practice. Now, I will say, the Jacksonville heat, it's a little different than that Green Bay heat. Like, it's hot as hot, I understand, but that humidity, that Florida heat, man, it hits a little different. I'll never, ever forget, like, standing, doing that very first pregame Facebook Live with Pete Doherty, and I believe it was 2016, the first game of the year was down in Jacksonville. I don't think we had been outside of the car for, like, 5 seconds, and I was drenched in sweat. It's a different world down there, man, different world. Ryan, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think the refs are worse than any other year? I couldn't believe the ref didn't throw the flag on the face mask last night. You mean just like in 2009 when Aaron Rodgers got face masked and fumbled the ball in Arizona? Man, no. Like, it's a terrible no call. It is unbelievable that a dude looking right at it won't throw the flag, right? But man, it ain't no different than it's ever been. They've been bad. They stay bad. Nothing new under the sun. Josh, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is X unable to have the green dot due to being too far from the line of scrimmage? Seems like he would be the ideal guy to wear it based off his football IQ. Yeah, it was interesting to hear Halfley talk about Wilson getting the green dot after Quay went out. I do think some of it is kind of package-based as far as being able to be a conduit through all three levels of the defense. Maybe, you know, you would think Xavier would be able to get in the huddle and call it out, right? And then everyone could disperse and get to wherever they need to be. But it just seems they prefer, and this seems to be not just a Halfley thing, but they being defensive coordinators, to be try to go through the linebacker spot when it comes up. Now, that doesn't mean that they would never do it with Xavier, but like so far, it seems like they've wanted to stick with the linebacker group. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat, man. They don't call just the guys Jags for nothing. 30-17. Mimsy, I like where your head's at. Matthew Clark, what's going on, man? Hope things are well across the pond. Thanks for the super chat. Evening, Nags. Evening, all. Nags, two thoughts. Kraft will be the number one tight end and best third-round pick for two decades for us. Josh Myers is getting re-signed and playing at the level this year that we want. Woo, not so sure I agree with your police work on that second one, man. I think Josh has played slightly better at times this season. I think he had a really good stretch at the start of the year, like the games 2 through 4. But it hasn't been pretty these last couple weeks. It's been back to pretty inconsistent from Josh. Now, that said, he is obviously or was playing injured last week, albeit now you've seen how he's gone through this week, and he's been battling a couple of different things, and he's been on the injury report listed as questionable for this week. We'll see if he's able to go. I just think they've planned for this, right? The Jacob Monk pick in particular tells you that they're looking to the future here. Now, maybe Josh puts it together and has an outstanding stretch here in the second half of the season and makes it a difficult choice. But right now, I'd be surprised if Myers was re-signed. That's just me, guesswork, no information at all, but that's where I think it's headed. But again, it's a long season. Things might change. As for Tucker Kraft, I mean, outstanding, right? I mean, he is playing lights out ball. There is zero doubt he has broken the third round curse. I mean, I don't want to hear about it anymore because that's an outstanding football player who is playing. If he's not tight end one, who really cares? I mean, where he's quote unquote ranked, he is playing out of his fucking mind in all phases of the game. That's a hit. I love his game. I love what he brings. Love his tenacity. Love his physicality. And he's doing everything at a really high level. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? It's week 8. Does Brandy officially like Halfley? This is an excellent question. Let the people know, Brandy. Menace, thanks for the super chat. Nags, now that we've had, I don't know, a decade-ish to sit on it, how would you rate Clay Matthews' time as our middle linebacker? We rewatched the 2017 game versus Carolina, and woof, but I do remember some solid games. Random Packer, Raymond Harris. So Raymond here is thrown in there at the end. Well, yeah, by 2017, it was the experiment had gone awry, right? But when they first did it in 2014, he looked pretty damn good. Now, you know, they kept him there for a while, and he very much, I don't want to say he was vocal about it, but he certainly didn't embrace it. Like, he didn't love the idea of playing in the middle. He wanted to be on the edge. He wanted to get after the quarterback. He wanted to be a pass rusher. But there was certainly a stretch that first year when after they made the move at the bye week where he was pretty damn good. But yeah, I think he was always a bit of a fish out of water at that spot. And it was something he didn't really want to be doing, but he did do it. And that speaks to him, man, as for being a team guy, wanting to help any way he could, and they needed him. They absolutely needed him. So I don't like kill him for it. On culture, what's going on, man? Have a good weekend, everyone. Perfectly said. Perfectly said, Uncultured Barbarian. That, you know, when you need a man to come up in here and just set the tone, Uncultured Barbarian, he's always gonna get it right. That's all I know. Soder, thanks for the super chat, man. Just run the damn ball and get the hell out of Florida. I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Matthew, thanks again. Thanks, Nags, for the response. Quick follow-up. How do you feel Musgrave has done thus far? A whole lot of football left, of course. Yeah, he was having a pretty pedestrian season prior to getting put on the shelf. We'll see how he responds, you know, obviously, when he comes back, hopefully, if he comes back. But yeah, not a great start to the year for Musgrave this season. But I do think he's got insane upside still, and it's way too early to, you know, put any kind of definitive stamp on his career up to this point, simply because he's been in and out with injuries both seasons, right? There's no doubt the sky is the limit for him if he can find a level of consistent play and maybe find a bit more physicality in his game. But yeah, it's very, very, very early still, no question. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. I'll see you on Sunday. Go Pack, go.